Proclamation number 3343 of 24th of November, 1944. Working together in love in the end time. My own will have to unite closely if they don't want to become weak and discouraged in the last days. They must lift each other up and encourage each other. They must unitedly appeal for my help and faithfully expect it. They must make use of every opportunity to listen to my word, to practice love and to hold an inner dialogue with me, so that they will always be able to go about their daily work strengthened and meet the demands of the world, insofar as they cannot be circumvented. For the time will be hard for everyone, and anyone who does not draw strength from me, who does not let the strength of my word take effect on him, will find it unbearable and push him to the ground. But I always have the giver of strength ready for my own. My word, which is offered to you from the heavens. Whoever has this will also be able to endure this time. He will not pay attention to the tribulation and will not feel the hardship so tangibly. He will always be led out again. For I myself will spread my hands over him so that no harm will come to him. I myself will lead him by the hand so that his foot will not stumble, and I myself will lift him up and comfort him with my word if he is despondent and his heart wants to tremble. And therefore my word will be the only source of strength, and you must come together for my word. You must let me speak to you at all times. In adversity and tribulation, in anguish and distress, you must listen to my voice and do what I ask of you. Always and constantly give love, for hardship can only be alleviated through loving actions. For then you will draw me to yourselves and with me you will overcome everything. And if you also oppose your enemies with love, you will also be able to achieve spiritual success, for where you give love you win the hearts and thus weaken the adversary's power. And you will have many opportunities to do so because adversity puts all people in a position to ask for help. Then you will have to prove yourselves, you will have to set a good example for each other and practice love practically. And I will give you the opportunity to be helpfully active so that you spur on your fellow human beings and educate them to love. And every circle shall know that it is protected by me, which unites in spiritual striving, which is willing to serve me and eagerly accepts my word. I will always be in the midst of people who have me as their aim. I will obviously come to their aid in adversity. I will lead the individuals to each other so that they can serve me together. I will grant them all protection so that they will never need to fear, for the adversity will never be greater than he who lets it come upon humanity. Anyone who acknowledges me as Lord and Creator of heaven and earth need only lift his thoughts to me with faith and trust, and I will not disappoint him. His faith is also a guarantee for my help. His faith calls for my presence and his faith reveals my fatherly love. He will not call upon me in vain. He will find an answer in every adversity. And therefore approach the coming time undaunted, let me rule and don't be afraid, for my love and omnipotence will end the time and lead you, my faithful, through to eternal bliss, and you'll thank me and praise me that you are allowed to live through this time of grace, for it will bring increased blessings to those who remain faithful to me. A paradise on earth and a blissful life one day in eternity. Amen.